trying to raise $150,000 by December 31st. We know that people tend to look for end-of-year giving opportunities as they're making those final decisions about what charitable deductions they may need or just how they want to end the year on a high note. You know, the holiday season, we've been saying, is a time that tends to stir up people's desire to give, period. So, you know, whatever motivates that end-of-the-year giving, we hope that people will join us in the fight against hunger in the Rappahannock region because, you know, that'll produce 300,000 meals, which when we look at our outcome this year, we're probably going to reach something on the order of 5 to 6 million meals that we will end up providing in the community. I mean, that's kind of the trajectory we're on, and that's a pretty extraordinary number. So, I mean, the idea of 300,000 meals would you know, give us about 5% or so of that annual output that we are required to make based on the trajectory we're trending toward this year. And, you know, it's a higher trajectory than the past year. And I would imagine, you know, with the projections related to inflation, that number may need to elevate again even next year. So it's going to take resources. So, you know, the 300,000 meals that we're aiming for is just an emblematic number to some degree to highlight that it's a percentage of the need within the community. And, you know, we'd like it to not be a super high percentage of the need. But, you know, it may end up being that the volume of food needed in 2023 is going to be higher than this year.
Well, and Dan, I think we all can relate to what's happening right now.
Yeah, I appreciate you highlighting the humanity of it and the universality of it, because I think, you know, inflation, maybe even more than the pandemic, has been indiscriminate in terms of how it affects people. You know, certainly some people do have a little better economic cushion to deal with inflation and absorb its shock, but we all recognize that there is a shock to our systems with what inflation has done. And when you magnify that in people whose lives are already under constant economic strain, then inflation is really a huge detriment to their well-being, their emotional state, their health. And so, you know, we try to be sensitive to that. We try to recognize that when people are under that constant strain and just do not have the resources to apply to food, or at least not adequately apply to food where they can assure themselves of three meals a day and healthy meals, then we need to be filling that space. We need to be a backstop to those in the community who are struggling with that. And when I say we, that really means the community, not just the food bank. The food bank is simply the emissary who can take those community resources, take the community goodwill, and help target it to those most in need of food resources. But when I talk about the food bank, I really mean the community itself, because that's where the food bank gets its momentum from.
Now, and we're seeing, and there's no let up, whether it's gas or just anything. Everything right now is costing more. And if you're a family, a lot of rents have gone up because of it based on if a person's paying more in taxes and they're increasing rent. And it's across. There's nothing that has avoided this.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, I don't mean to be a doomsayer, you know, but you know, I'm tapped in by my role to certain conferences and communications in the food industry, and kind of have been hearing that what is thought to be happening is this year's inflation is really more reflective of last year's economic impact rippling through the food industry. And so with this 2022 being a high inflation year, we expect 2023 to see a domino effect of that inflation starting to be realized in the pricing of 2023. And that's pretty distressing when, as you say, you think we've already seen such an elevation in prices that we think, oh my goodness, you know, when's this going to stop? It just does not apparently seem to be something on the horizon that is going to be stopping anytime soon. And so we really need to be strong in preparing ourselves for the responsiveness that is needed in the community. And another kind of impactor on those in economic circumstances, many of the governmental economic benefits that were provided for the pandemic are going to be coming to a close in early 2023. And so people are going to lose some element of SNAP benefits that they had, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits that they had, and other kinds of government benefits that were elevated due to pandemic reasons. Those are going to be evaporating on people come January 2023 in many respects, and that's going to make it even more difficult for them. Very distressing.
Yeah, no, and it goes back to what you just said a few minutes ago about this $150,000 number may not likely won't be enough.
Yeah, you know, it's a target to give us a goal and give people something to wrap their brains around. But you know, certainly even if we would reach that mark and get 300,000 meals from it, my point that I'm trying to highlight here is 300,000 meals is not nearly the output that we're going to need in 2023.
Yeah.
But it certainly gives us a foundation. Every little bit pieced together helps us along the trajectory of what we need to be doing in 2023. So we appreciate if people can think at the end of 2022, how can they invest in our response in 2023. We really would appreciate people using fredfood.org to make some end-of-the-year donations and help us reach that goal of producing 300,000 meals from the money raised.